Okay. All right. What's that? Anyone who's getting married in Parshas Kisetze really has a breeze because there's so much more of that. There's every other pasuk has to do with marriage. It's gevaldik drushes. Until you actually start to read the pasuk, you realize that this is the worst pasuk about getting married. Because you've got one marriage that ends up with anything short of death, divorce, or somebody killing somebody else, or somebody being chayiv Mrs. Bazin for it. It's a disaster. It's a recipe for an absolute disaster. All the pasuk says. So what went wrong exactly? Why is every marriage built so off the deep end in Parshas Kisetze? There's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze that at first glance doesn't seem to have anything to do with kishur, anything with marriage, but it has everything to do with marriage. It's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah says you see something lost, some item is lost, you have to return it back to them. So famous Gemara says in Kedushin Nadeis that how come in the old days, the boy used to actually pick up the phone and actually make the phone call. Okay, that doesn't happen anymore. Nobody calls anyone anymore. But in the old days, so the boy had to actually make a mamatz. How come he has to go run? How come she doesn't have to come? It's not fair. So Gemara says, Moshal, Mishu Nevdavlaveira, Mivachazoni. If you lost an animal, you're going to go running around looking for the animal. Moshal took away your side, your ribs. You got to go running around. You got to go running around the world. Try to find. Kigechishisha. The Chazal are telling us that's just a cute little play on Shabbos Aveda. The mistake what Chazal are telling us is that a person is supposed to view marriage through the eyes of that when he finds the person who's going to marry, he's finding someone who's part of him. So, that's the secret to when Parshas Kisetze is successful and when it's not successful. When the person finds something which is foreign to him, which is not part of him, that's going to lead to disaster. When a person finds somebody and he lives his life with his wife as someone who's part of him, that's beautiful, that's wonderful. That's the kikachishisha, the sibachishisha, that's what's supposed to happen. So, I was giving some different chizik reservists before, you know, Shev brought something, I have to say that, but that's not what I'm doing now. You want to quote this next week for Josh, that's fine. But I want to take it a little bit closer to home. Or maybe that's closer to home, but closer to this metaphor. Chazal describe the relationship the person has with Torah as a very similar kind of relationship the person has with his wife. Chazal say in the pasuk Torah Tzila Morasha, it's almost like a planned wood, Ma'irasa. Chazal say Re'echai B'misha Shehafta, that refers Pshuta, it refers also to Torah. The person is supposed to be in love with Torah, is supposed to be thinking about Torah. The Rambam, the Nevuchas Tshuva, the Moshel about Shir Hashirim, is supposed to be thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Terasa all the time. So sometimes a person views Torah as an aveda. It's something that's lost. It's something that really belongs to me. And if a person really views Torah as something that's really his, then he has to find it. He cries about it. And he's davening to Rabbi Shalom, help me. Imagine if you lost something very, very expensive. You wouldn't be able to sleep at night. You'd be so tense. So I got to do everything. I got to put signs up. I got to go. Got to go to the Arba Kappas Aretz to try to find that Torah that's missing. If a person doesn't view the Torah as an aveda, it's not something that really belongs to him anyway. So, you know, if I'm in the shir, you know, and I understand a chap, the Rebbe said something that I'm like, oh, great, wonderful. And if not, who cares? You know, I'm in Seder, yeah, if I understand the ra'ah, wonderful. If not, I got my feet up and my coffee in my hand, I got it. It's not my aveda anyway, it doesn't belong to me anyway. It's a shaykhus to me anyway, so what do I care? So that's never going to be atzlochi. You're never going to get married to Torah. You're never going to remain. Torah is never going to be part of you. You don't view it as an aveda. So how do you know, how can you tell whether a person has that mindset or not? What's the litmus test, as we say in Ashur? What's the litmus test whether the person views the Torah as an aveda or not? I'll tell you what the litmus test is. If a person's missing something that really, really bothered him, it was a precious, precious loss, and he's been so aggravated, so agitated for so long, and then he finds it, you can see it on his face. I'm smiling from ear to ear. He's quitting. He's gavaldik. I found it. If it wasn't his anyway, easy come, easy go. He had it, doesn't have it. He loses the games. He had a few dollars here, a few dollars there. It didn't really bother him anyway. So here today, gone tomorrow. Well, he found it. Good. Wonderful. Shkach. Move on. We'll lose it tomorrow. Big deal. How does a person approach Torah? No. What do we say? Right before Tekiah Shofar. We're about to blow shofar. We're looking for those words, those perfect words, to somehow put us in front of the Kisya Kovid. Every word, Minhag Yisrael didn't pick these psukim for naught. Each pasuk is a profound introduction to Tkiya Shofar. It puts our entire Vayis Hashem into perspective. No. Easy to remember the letters. Kra Satan. What's the sin? Sasa Naichi Alim Rasecha. Kiwa? Maitse Shal, like a Maitse. Like a Maitse Shal Rav. Like someone who found, I found what was really part of me. I found something that belongs to me. I'm a Sasa Naichi Rasecha. If a person learns Torah, and he doesn't appreciate that it's his chelik in Torah, he doesn't appreciate that it's something that's missing, and he's not in his shalom the same way the person's not shalom without his wife, so he's not shalom without the Torah. The person doesn't appreciate that. So then when he finally gets the Torah, right? Okay, got 100 in the beginning of Shukra. Aced chemistry, aced shir, give all the few credits. He had 3 credits. Yeah, he said, shovel, I'm good to go. Right? But if it's also an editing, the second way to show around. So he comes right out of the shir room, and he can't. He would stop, like he's sitting with the guy, go to class, both of us say, you gotta just hear this Ramah. Did you know there were 3 Biurim in this Ramah? You have any idea? You have any clue that there were Derech Bishalos Retire means? Do you understand what Rava told us? Do you understand what Rava's Mechadish does? Do you chop what Machlekes the Rashba and the Ra'av is all about? Is Mefapeh the same as Bishal, not the same as Bishal? Can you believe that there's such a thing out there, Rishonim coined the phrase, in a Nasa Yochel Esar, and the Ran thought it wasn't true. Look at the Rayas back and forth, oh, the name, the Kuvches, deepest Cholov, deepest Cholov, you could spend your whole life drowning in the deepest Cholov. That's a Torah, that's a Geshmak. If you're Moitze Shalom Rav, that's a Simon Mufak, it's a Raya Brewer, Shalom Tshuva, that it's part of you. If it's part of you, there'll be a billion at the ad. It's not part of you. Pashuk Seitzi has very, very sad endings. So if we want Mesimach Zishta Shalokach, if you're Mesameach with your Isha, Mesameach with your Divrei Torah, you'll talk a bit. Okay, we'll dive in here, guys. Okay?